There were 7 break and enters reported in Newmarket in the past 7 days, representing a rise from the previous week, according to York Regional Police's community safety data. All of them were commercial and 5 of these were in the area of Yonge Street and Davis Drive, as indicated on the force's online community safety portal. On January 30, a break-and-enter occurred at a business near Yonge and Bristol Road at 5:07 a.m. The investigation remains open. Another break-and-enter was reported at a business in the area of Davis and Barbara Road on January 31 at 11:28 a.m. and a second break-and-enter occurred in the same area on February 1 at 2:48 a.m. Both investigations are still open. That same day there was another break-and-enter at 8:32 a.m. nearby in the area of Davis and Wilstead Drive. The next day, February 2, there was a break-and-enter at 6:40 a.m. at a business in the area of Yonge and Davis. Later that day at 10 a.m., there was another break-and-enter at a business near Yonge and Millard Avenue West. All 3 investigations are listed as open. A commercial break-and-enter in the area of Leslie Street and Davis on February 5 at 10 a.m. is the only one that has been labeled as solved. These incidents mark a significant rise in break-ins compared to the previous week when there were 2 break-and-enters in Newmarket. There was also an increase in incidents in East Gwillimbury, with 5 break-and-enters compared to 0 the week before. 3 were commercial and 2 were residential. One of them is closed, but the other investigations remain open. Aurora also saw a slight increase, with 2 break-and-enters in the past week compared to just 1 the week before. Both were residential and both investigations remain open. Along with the information shared in the community safety map, York Regional Police offered prevention tips for residents to make their properties less likely to be targeted for a break-and-enter. Break-and-enters are often crimes of opportunity, so residents should take steps to make their homes less appealing to criminals, police said. You are advised to have good sight lines and visibility onto the property. Add signage stating security or alarm systems in use, which may act as a visual deterrent. Install interior and exterior security cameras as a deterrent and aid in an investigation if there is an incident. Ensure your home looks occupied even if people are away by having lights on timers or having a trusted friend take garbage out to the curb, remove mail or flyers from the door, and doing snow removal or lawn care while you're away. Reinforce entry points like doors and windows. Anyone with information about the open break and enter investigations can submit a tip to Crime Stoppers through the Community Safety Map online.